Clough, Mary, South Lancaster, Massachusetts, August 29, 1877. Dear niece Mary, we received your letter. Father may be able to give it attention tomorrow. We have felt sorry that you did not come with us. Father remains quite feeble, but very patient, uncomplaining, peaceful, and happy. He sleeps a great deal, has no disposition to take any labor. I have jotted down this report by times, under curious circumstances. Father says you had better fit it for review. I hate to impose such miserable writing upon you. It is so dark I cannot see to write more. My health is better. Every effort I have made in the strength of God I have been sustained. My cold is passing away, although it has clung to me most stubbornly. We shall not attend the main meeting. There are important openings for me to speak to large companies on the subject of temperance. Since writing the foregoing, we appointed a special season of prayer for my husband. Our brethren assembled at the chapel to engage in prayer to God for his restoration to health. Brother Haskell's family, my husband, Sister Ings, and myself united in prayer at Brother Haskell's home. We followed the directions given us in James the 5th chapter and made supplication to God. Our hearts were softened by the Spirit of God, and our prayers and tears mingled. We brought our sick in the arms of our faith to him who was ever touched with human woe, who had never listened indifferently to the cry of the afflicted and distressed. The Lord heard our cries. The Lord graciously answered our prayers for the sake of Jesus. His presence and power were in the room. Our hearts were made joyful in God. We had asked for health of body and soul, and our prayers were answered. Our hearts were filled with joy and our lips with praise. Everyone in the room was greatly blessed. We glorified God by praising him. Our captivity was indeed turned. We slept but little that night, for we were too happy to sleep. Jesus was precious, very precious to us, and we consecrated ourselves unreservedly to God. My husband is the happiest man that lives, for he knows that the Lord has come very near to him and wrought for him in a most wonderful manner. And still we feel that God has greater light and blessings to bestow upon us. We feel that we are only to discharge our individual duty, trust in the Lord with all our hearts, and we shall have Christ, the light of the world, with us. We can say from experience that the moment of the greatest discouragement is when the divine helper is nearest to those who fear and seek him. And he reveals himself frequently by surpassing our utmost expectations. This is our experience on this occasion. How many times God speaks to us while we are in prosperity, but we hear not his voice. We receive the gift and forget the giver, but in mercy he comes close to us through affliction, suffering, and adversity. And then it is sometimes difficult, through the thick clouds, to read his love. And while we may feel that God has forsaken us, his everlasting arms of love are beneath us, holding us by his strong power, that we shall not perish without his love. We are happy today in the love of God. The great physician has indeed healed my husband. We renew our consecration to him to serve him more perfectly. Mother.